This is the budget workshop for planning and development, and it is 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 23rd. So welcome. And I'm going to let you start, Jerry Moore, with kind of the highlights that you'd like us to think about here.
Yeah, I'll be real brief. Our budget is pretty similar to the budget that we submitted last year. Just want to note that we do have a few reductions in the expenditures, the reestimate from the current budget. Under vehicle maintenance, we have a reduction of like $110. Postage and mailing, reduction of $720 from what we initially submitted. And then with dues and memberships, a reduction of $180.
Okay, are you not belonging to an organization?
Yeah, we tried the Public Administration Association, and really didn't feel like we got that much out of it, so we were willing to cut that one. But memberships to COZO, APA, and then the Floodplain Managers Association.
All right, then, let's start with the revenues here. And the board, did you have any questions or comments about the revenue page? It's a little short there as far as number of categories.
There's not a lot there.
My only question has to do with the watershed and flood protection. That includes whatever flood management you do for both you and the imparter.
Yeah, those are floodplain permit applications. We separate those from this.
Okay. Super. All right, we're going to move on to expenditures, which is a little longer of a list, right? So
yeah, so I go right to office supplies, and it's not a question about FY20 and FY19. Are we really going to spend $760? We're at $98 so far. You got some things in for this year that bump that.
How many
things in the spring?
$260.
So I get how you got the 420 for next year. I just don't get how we're re-estimating the 760.
Your narrative says includes measuring the meal and two redundant sign insert.
Yeah, that's part of it.
And those have been purchased yet?
No. We're waiting to get approval.
They were in your budget for 19.
Yeah, I just put them in there. Just the estimate.
They weren't in the original one.
That would explain why we asked.
Yeah, so we budgeted $650, which I thought included those things. We've only spent $98, but now we're talking about going to $760. And so that I was curious if there was something new beyond the $650 that we budgeted.
Yeah, the only thing new is the measuring wheel, which is like $100, and then the inserts. We have the frames, really sturdy frames, but we have a really cheesy homemade system that we've been using. We'd like to go with a sign company to have us come and put together something a little better. But because I initially did budget $650, and then with the sign inserts and the video, that's $410.
But the $100 basically for the measuring wheel makes up for the original $100 or between the $650 and the $760. But the rest of the signs you said have not been ordered yet, so all this is not paid for, which is why the $98 is so low. What else do you think that you're still getting from what you budgeted last year? Do you have a large paper, really large paper budget?
We share with the Department of Health's Office of Governance.
Okay.
And try to be frugal.
So you guys are frugal. Yeah. I mean, I'm not questioning because I'm worried about the $760. I was questioning because it didn't make sense to me how we got there from where we are.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I don't know what else to say, because it was at 11%.
You said 410 for the metal frames?
their inserts, we have 15 frames, and they can go to the sign company and they can make the plastic.
Okay, so there's cons there, there's cons for the measuring wheel. I think it's pretty close and it's a small amount, I'm not concerned.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, like 410. So the balance would be the rest of the supplies that we need.
Down at the bottom, the page 134, if you're looking at the short, and then otherwise 136 for the narrative, employee mileage and expenses, and that's for the vehicles. Is that because almost your staff and you are almost entirely using county, correct? Your county cars?
Are you talking about
you've got
113?
Correct.
$50. If they go to a meeting and they end up having to use their own car, which I always encourage them to use the county vehicle.
Right. But,
you do a great job using both your RAV and you use the Civic more than anybody else.
Probably.
Yeah, I like
them. In the summer, you do.
So my next question is about the Civic, because when I looked at equipment rent, was looking at for the mileage and repairs for the vehicles, I noticed it's just gas for the Civic. So you're anticipating that you will need nothing for the Civic in the next year as far as repairs or?
Last budget, we just budgeted just for fuel.
Civic comes out of our parts.
Thank you.
Any repairs or anything like that is us on the Civic. They don't have to worry about fuel for the Civic, and I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah. And it was pretty clear, Civic fuel only. I just wondered why. But thank you, I know.
We've got some requests for the RAV front brakes and then tires that we like to purchase by before the end of June, and then the next budget rear brakes.
What year is the RAV? 2008?
2010.
Oh, so
we got about 49,000.
Okay.
Good little RAV.
Yeah, so do you feel like we got substantial life left in that thing? Is it worth us investing the money?
I think so.
Good.
It's nice to have another vehicle to go to.
He got a ding this year. Feels like if we have a...
Somebody ran into that.
Yeah, somebody ran into us when they were doing an inspection.
You think
they're hiding out on business.
Okay.
Okay. And so the other thing I'll point out on the Civic fuel for both you and Linda, that's available to us as well. Now, I don't fit in it very well, but it's a nice little car. It gets phenomenal gas mileage. I've driven it before, and Darla handles the inside out of that one.
Yep.
So I just encourage you guys.
You don't even know that you're driving.
Oh,
that was
my question.
It does have a lot of stuff, too, so if you come to a stop sign, it feels like it shuts off.
Yeah.
I've driven it before. I just don't like feeling my knees around my ears.
I understand that. I do. So. Okay. Well, thank you. So it looks like that there are no other questions or comments about anything on the budget except for Citizen Serve.
Right.
All right, we'll go to Citizen Serve. We'll go to account 444 and equipment rent and maintenance, which I'll let you guys talk to us about Citizen Serve.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I want to thank Stephanie for being here. Angel, Stephanie has taken this on as a special project, and she's been the go-to person in our department setting up all the webinars that we've had. We've probably had 8 to 10 webinars checking out various software companies. All the questions that we had regarding all these packages and programs with Stephanie, and she handled them greatly. She did a great job. And Joel participated in a couple of the staff meetings that we had, and one of the webinars that we had with System Serve. He provided us with a lot of decent information, and we appreciate his role and assistance reviewing this. Presently, we use Microsoft Access, which is somewhat clunky. It's limited. It's hard to run reports on. It's hard to kind of negotiate within the system itself. You can only have one user at a time. It's not integrated. So we use this. We also use Excel spreadsheet. We use Word for expenses. And then we have one of our planners is doing something on her own to organize her day and her week, I think because of this, the system that we're using now. So we've looked at a lot of different packages, and we've decided that SystemServe is the one that would serve our department, other county departments, and serve the citizens, builders, developers greatly. 24/7, they could have access to the system. It's a cloud-based system. They could download the permit, all the information, plans, the narrative, pay their fee online. They could track the status of the reviews. They can request inspections and do all that on the system. It's pretty easy to learn. It's pretty easy to use. And the benefit of the request that we have is that all the other departments are sharing it. We would have one system, one program. Right now, we get requests mainly via email from property owners, builders. We get online submittals as well. But we have to take that information, Stephanie does, and put it into case files, put it into Access, and then it has to be collected by one of the planners, myself, and we have to download it to the intranet, which has worked pretty well. And then the departments that are reviewing this information provide comments on the intranet, and then we take those comments from the intranet, put it on a review letter that we send out to property owners, builders, developers. So there's a lot of different things that we have to do to juggle, to do our reviews. And with an integrated system, the property owners, the builders, developers, all the county staff, we would have one read-only option for cities if they're working on a project that's within an incorporated area that they could review the information at least. But we would have one source that, that everybody could go to and use. And the way it's set up is once we're done with our reviews, we're able to approve a request, and there's automatic options built into it. So if you send property owners, builders, and developers the actual permit via email. So it's a lot slicker system. And Joel's here to answer any sort of the system questions, how it might fit in with their experience.
The first thing I just heard in that description that hits me is the fact that if, as you're having to realign, reorganize, and exchange information, even though I know like Office 365, basically these components, somewhat transfer over, there's a greater chance of mistakes, right? And then, of course, there's the huge saving in staff time and frustration on that. With that, I'll let Joel tell us about other things and features.
Well, I mean, I guess to start off with, I did want
move the microphone toward you.
Oh, yeah. We have a new audio system that you can
It's working perfect.
Yeah.
I just want to start off and say that I wanted to comment that I think P&T did a very good job looking at all the options. By the time we were brought into this process, they really whittled it down to a couple of good, solid options to look at. To add on to what Jerry said, I think that one thing that you didn't really cover that I think will be helpful to your staff is, since this is a cloud-based app, one of the things that they discuss with us is having a mobile tablet so that these people can actually permit while they're at the field.
It's built in.
It's built in, yeah. You can, they would, while they're on the property, they have the ability to access the permit. They can see anything that's been added in real time. I think transparency to the citizens and the builders was one of the things that the vendor really stressed. I think that's a good thing. It also kept track of, I noticed when they went through, like the contractors could upload proof of insurance. You know, if there was something that needed it, you know, like an OSHA requirement, if it elapsed, that program would tell them, hey, contractor X, their insurance is not current. You need to get a hold of them and get this. One of the other things versus the other option we looked at that I thought was very good about this product was they were very committed to making sure that this product was customized for our needs. I know the Inn at one point had tried to bring in electronic permitting into P&D, and one of the big things that she ran into was it was overwhelming. You know, they didn't have a lot of staff time to sit there and try to and make it work the way we permit in Story County. One of the things that CitizenServe, we asked this specifically, you know, are you guys going to be there? And they're like, oh yes, we will make sure that this gets your process. We'll make sure you have your letterhead and everything to look professional. We'll make sure that communications between you and users are all documented. It really looked like a very complex and comprehensive product, but something that they would make sure would work for us and fulfill our needs. From a technical standpoint, there isn't really going to be anything that will be a problem integrating what we have today. The big thing that we'll need to make sure of is that we've got a way for you folks to access it in the field, and Mark says that's already in the budget for next year. So, yep.
Are there other counties that use this?
Yes. Pottawatomie County is using it, and there are two cities, Hiawatha, Allwine, and Urbandale are using it. Urbandale just went live January 1st of this year, and their chief building inspector came and visited with our staff and had nothing but good things to say about it. The good thing about the CitizenServe is it will handle all of the needs that we have, the permitting and the development case applications, special projects. Three quarters of the programs that we looked at only did permitting, and which is really kind of surprising, I think, because zoning has been around since the 50s, and a lot of these companies will say that we provide a full service or a full package, and then when you sit down and talk to them, you find out that they don't, but they're always willing to work with you to set it up for you. So CitizenServe would be ready to go.
Is there, do you see any time savings in some of the work that you do to present your cases to the commission and to the board?
Well, just the quarterly reports and just pulling permit records. Dr. Steffi about pulling permit records. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of time. You know, those quarterly reports are pretty awesome. Amelia does a really good job, but she does spend quite a few hours pulling that information, whereas with something like this, it would be a little more streamlined and automated.
And I'm thinking also the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Zoning Board of Adjustment, and the individual requests, the CUPs or whatever. Will this system help you get those done more efficiently, maybe take less time on those?
I think just the efficiency and just the reviews. Like I said, we're using like three different programs. One, Amelia is doing some things on her own to track progress. But by having one system, you know, to go to, I think will save us a lot of time.
Because everything's in one place. Mm-hmm. And Jerry would be able to see at any given time what everyone's been working on.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is it won't change the actual, it won't change putting your reports together. It will change the foundation, what you use to put your reports together.
It still takes time to review a commission and a rezoning request. That will still be constant.
So I think this is a no-brainer. I think it's a no-brainer at the 48,000 with 14 users rather than the 12,000 or the 24,000 for five. I don't think five users does nearly as much for us as the 14 users does. I think it's really important if we're going to do this. We include our other nine areas that need to be part of this. I think it's actually such a huge benefit to be moving to something like this. I appreciate the diligence. My question is going to come down to if we make the move to start shifting all of these IT-related things to the IT budget, which is a conversation I believe we're going to have, do you just need $670 in this line item to continue with your copier and stuff like that? I mean, so it's $670 plus the $448 or $250. I just want to make sure we're good at $670 if we start transferring.
Right.
Thank you, because that was one of my biggest
questions. Yeah, if for 14 subscriptions, it would be $48,200.
Right, and then it's what, 25,000 a year
it's
that we can count.
Right.
So,
okay. So I
agree as I listened to you mentioned before and kind of reading the three main categories up above and the letters, you know, letter set. So I do wonder, though, about why is the system integration and payment processors, why are they not included? It said it was $5,000 more, and it's not included in the first year's fee. Assuming that's a one-time, because your licensing fees will pay for it.
The payment processor, if we go through a processor that they already currently use, then we don't have to pay the $5,000.
Oh, okay.
If
we would add another payment processing.
Yes.
Here's the that you.
There's like 20 different
things. This is who they use.
Okay. The one that the county currently uses is not on there. So if we wanted to stay with them, then we have to pay the extra.
My goodness, that's a lot of processing fees when you divide that up.
$1,000 is what they're talking about. Is getting, so whatever you do an online payment, there has to be some back end programming to get their system to talk to the payment. That's what that $5,000 does. If you use one, they've already written for it free.
Yeah, so right now, I assume as you talk to the different departments, the other nine departments who might make use of this, none of them felt a desire to absorb that $5,000, correct?
Well, I don't know, this is kind of an aside to your question. We started this project hoping to join up with Environmental Health or Secondary Road, and as we got into it, they found out that they have programs and systems in place that they're very comfortable with, so they didn't want to shift from the way they were doing things. So,
okay. Well, what the other departments will primarily use this for viewing the request that you do through your interagency.
Right. We kind of do this like we do Tyler, in that Tyler is a system that's used countywide for all the archive records, and all the departments have access to it. This will be a similar thing, because we know we're always going to have records that need to be reviewed by multiple departments.
So the users are basically in-house.
For the most part, but we also work with cities, too, or other entities sometimes to get input. So that's where that one read-only subscription would come to play. They could access this information, and then likely it would send us probably an email, right,
So they'd have all the same access code to just get into that one read.
They just wouldn't be able to download their time.
Yeah. So that this is a cloud-based, which I'm excited to hear. I'm always been a little sad, and I'll take that up in the next session too, that we've not been using more cloud-based. When you talk to the vendor, how is their security? I mean, that's the reason we've been hesitant to use a lot of cloud-based. So how comfortable is everyone with the security?
Yeah, I mean, they told us, and they provided us with an email that said they've never had a breach. They're multi-state, too. So they've got contracts in California. Phoenix and New Jersey is where their data centers are.
Right. Okay.
But they said within the last 15 years, since the service started 15 years ago, as a cloud-based software has a server solution over the past 15 years, we have exceeded 99.99% of time. And then they kind of go on and talk about if they have issues with power, there's always backup. Yeah. So we'd be happy to
show this. Yeah, the biggest advantage of the cloud here is being able to use it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And access to the citizenry and the other contractors.
Mm-hmm. I'm on board about seeing how that many departments can benefit from this, and especially your department with what you're doing right now in organization. I also share Supervisor Sanders' interest in talking to IT and determining why it wouldn't be billed through the regular IT process. So holding licenses and the initial fees. So then that means if you take out the $48,250, you're down in your regular expenses. I came up with $16,080, which is just a little higher than your three-year average and your re-ep, but it's below your re-estimate for 19.
Overall.
Yeah, overall. So you're $16,000.
Yeah, just for that line, I'm going to be $607.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments?
At one time, I think you talked, we were thinking about needing another planner position. Just thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, we're monitoring that daily, weekly. You know, we're a department that's growing, so I think that we'll soon be visiting with the list about that request, but this is something that is probably more important to us now than staffers. And we're getting along well and recovering everything we need to cover. But that is something I'm monitoring.
When you do your reports, I see how much, you know, it's increased from year to year. And I was hoping that, you know, the efficiencies here, you know, once you pass the learning curve and you've got this going, the efficiencies will help quite a bit.
Occasionally comp time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it not regular? I'm talking about the hours you work, Jerry.
Don't you worry, you had a nickel for a while. I gave you
$3,000 for hours. We love
what we do. But Amelia and Emily are getting out of here in reasonable time, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But they also know, and it, you know, it's like, you got to take care of them too. So.
But we added a position 2 years ago.
Right.
We're talking about adding software that we hope is going to increase our efficiency and productivity. I would encourage us to take a breath
right. And
take a look at what we're really facing.
Well, the good thing, too, is in this letter we have a request for an intern, which is in the summer, the end of May through the first part of August, and that really helps us a lot.
So I got one question simply because there's a tablet and a keyboard for working the field with new software in IT's budget, but I also saw it in your budget.
The case
is in your budget?
Yeah.
Okay. It just, it's confusing to me where we're putting everything.
Okay, but that's confused because we were on a subscription based, because there's no hardware, there's no software.
Mm-hmm.
It's a subscription.
Thank
you. Okay. Maybe next year as we look to maybe try, as everyone's starting to assemble their budgets, to try and figure out which is the software, you know, and then for you guys, which is the extra, like the case or whatever, so it's a little clear for us,
Jared, does it mean anything to you at all where it's paid for? As long as you get what you need for your department operating, do you care whether it's in your department or IT?
Okay.
We appreciate the support.
Thank you. Thank you.